尤其像中国的这一般的人。
Especially those people in China.
他们到了远东了，真的到了远方的极处。
They are in the far east, at the end of the east.
结果你看，你福音能送到每一个角落。
But the gospel can be, can go to every end.
你明白不明白？
Now do you understand?
犹太人漂流的多远？
How far the Jews have been scattered?
这福音就会送到多远？
That's how far the gospel will be.
你知道犹太人漂流的时候？
You know when the Jews were scattered.
从耶路撒冷。
They started in Jerusalem,
Samaria, 一直到了地极,
to the end of the world.
就是福音来说,
but by gospel,
也是从耶路撒冷开始,
also started in Jerusalem,
然后撒玛利亚,
then Samaria,
然后一直到地极,
to the end of the earth.
我想非常非常清楚的,
it's very clear.
所以现在主说话的时候,
so when now the Lord speaks,
对两帮人说话,
he spoke to two groups of people.
都是远方的人说话。
To the faraway places.
那对于远方的人有以色列人。
There are Israelites in the far places.
所以看哪，他们从远方来。
Look, they come from afar.
他们从西方来。
They come from the west.
但你不要忘，这都是从远方来的。
Don't forget, those are all from faraway places.
这就是发生在1948年的事。
And that's what happened in 1948.
1949年的事。
In 1949.
他们从加拿大回来。
They came back from Canada.
他们从纽约回来。
They came back from New York.
他们从巴西回来。
They came back from Brazil.
也有人从北方来。
They came back from the north.
特别有的人从什么地方？从苏联那边回来。
Some came from the Soviet Union.
看啊，这些人从中国来，秦国来。
Some come from China.
所以很清楚，他们从遥远的东边就回来。
They came back from the far east.
所以明白不明白？
Now do you understand?
从以赛亚四十九篇
From Isaiah chapter 49,
可以看见两幅图画
You see two pictures.
第一个就是以色列人怎么漂流到全世界各地
The first picture is how Israelites were scattered all over the world.
然后你也看见福音怎么样送到全世界各地
You also see how gospel is preached all over the world.
所以这个预言是双重的预言
So this is a double prophecy.
就做它是以色列，就做小的小事来说
，According to his small mission，
一九四八年的时候
，In 1948，
以色列人到他那里去聚集
，The Israelites gathered to him。
虽然以色列人不知道
，Even though the Israelites did not know，
但是请大家记得
，But please remember，
根据诗篇四十九篇
，According to Psalm 49，
我们就能够解释一九四八年
，We can explain 1948，
以色列为什么复国
，Why the Israel was reborn， because in that year，
我们的主好像动身。
Our Lord started His journey.
我们的主要完成一个很小的使命。
He will accomplish His small mission.
以色列经过两千多年的漂流。
After 2,000 years of wandering around.
终于到他们的聚居地。
The Israelites gathered back.
所以现在以色列众支派复兴了。
So all the Israelite tribes now revived.
你看见以色列得保全的就归回了。
So the Israelites, the survivors gathered back.
所以明白吗？你如果读这段圣经，你很清楚的。
If you read this Scripture, it's very clear.
所以看哪，这些从北方来。
Look, those who come from the north.
看哪，这些从东方来。
Behold, those come from the east.
但这是指的小事来说。
But this is still referring to the small mission.
但另一面，他是我们的救主。
On the other hand, he is our savior.
所以他福音是从耶路撒冷一直送到地极。
His gospel is preached from Jerusalem all the way to the end of the earth.
所以呢，我们就可以来到什么？就可以来到水泉的旁边。
Therefore, we can come to the spring.
所以后下面说不饥不渴，炎热和烈日必不伤害他们。
They will not be hungry nor thirst. The sun will not hurt them.
因为我们来到救恩的水泉旁边。
Because we've arrived at the spring of salvation.
每次来到救恩的水泉旁边。
Every time when we come to the spring of salvation, it's referring to our salvation.
所以看啊
behold,
这些人从远方来。
Those who come from afar.
看啊，这些人从秦国来。
See those come from China.
那弟兄姊妹不要忘记。
Brothers and sisters, do not forget.
现在在中国。
Now in China.
你看见吗？基督徒的人数是没有办法来形容。
It's hard to describe the number of Christians.
你就是官方的数字，已经是很大的数字。
Even according to the official government number, it's a huge number.
但是不管怎么。
But doesn't matter.
你做梦也没有想到。
You would never have dreamed.
中国拜了多少千年的偶像。
China has, been in idol worship for thousands of years.
结果弟兄姊妹到了最近几年。
in this past few years,
自从1949年以后,
ever since 1949, ever since the Israelites gathered to him, as if the door of gospel to China should have been closed. But if you go look at the work of the Holy Spirit,
你看见不光是铁幕倒塌了，所以好多人从苏联来到了救恩的泉源。
Not only the Iron Curtain fell and many people came out of Soviet Union to hear the gospel.
而今天我们不知道为什么有好多中国人就来到了救恩的水泉。
And we don't know why, and now today, many Chinese also came to the spring of salvation. Therefore, chapter 49 is a very important prophecy. On one hand, it tells us the story of 1948. Tells us the story of after the Lord started his journey. Because he started his journey, therefore Israelites all over the world started their journey. Therefore, 1949, 1950, there are four blood moons. But problem is, the reason they were scattered is because Jerusalem was burned to the ground.
主耶稣是哭说耶路撒冷耶路撒冷我多次愿意聚集你像母鸡聚集小鸡一样。
The Lord Jesus wept for Jerusalem and he said, how many times I want to gather you under my wings like a hen gathering her chicks.
现在快2000年了。
Now 2000 years have passed. Brothers and sisters,
现在你看见49章的预言就应验了。
Now you can see the fulfillment of the prophecy in 49, chapter 49. It's a double prophecy. In this whole story, we can know how the Israelites wandered in this world. Did you notice the order here?
第十二节怎么说的?
Verse 12, what does it say?
看啊, 这些人从远方来,
see, they will come from afar.
他们从地极来,
they come from the end of the world.
但这些从北方来,
some from the north.
所以很明显, 他们是从苏联来的,
so it's obviously come from the Soviet Union.
那晚上我们有机会给证明给大家看,
we can prove to brothers and sisters.
从苏联回来, 就从北方的地极回来。
If you come back from Soviet Union, you are coming from the direct north. So when the Israelites were scattered all over the world,
就的次序来说,
by order,
他们先漂流到北方的基础,
they were scattered to the north first.
然后看啊, 这些人从西方来,
some from the west.
所以等一等,
so you can see they were scattered to the end of the west. They finally reached Spain.
到了西班牙,他们以为他们到了天涯海角。
At Spain, they thought they've reached the end of the world.
就哥伦布告诉他们说,
but Columbus told them, no.
世界外面,
you understand?
还有世界,
there's another world beyond this world.
所以请大家记得,
so please remember.
你一直到了洛杉矶, 到了太平洋, 你才到了, 真正到了西方的基础。
Until you reach Los Angeles, reach Pacific, that's the end of the West. The Jews didn't realize they had to continue to wander. They thought Spain was the end. They did not have to wander again. But in 1492, a command was issued. If you are not a Catholic, you have to leave your country. And you cannot take with you any property. So when they left, they were on the way of wandering. They have to continue to wander. This is why there are Jews now in New York. In Brazil, those are all Jews that scattered to Spain. Because of the discovery of the new continent by Columbus, now they understand,
神的工作还没有完。
God's work is not completed yet.
他们功课还没有学完。
They have not finished their lessons yet.
他们还没有毕业。
They have not graduated yet.
他们要继续地往西漂流。
They have to continue to wander towards the west.
所以先是他们往北边漂流。
So first they were scattered to the north.
然后是往西边漂流。
Then they were scattered to the west.
那么最后你看这些人从秦国来。
Now the last of the, some come from the China.
所以慢慢你就要最后这些犹太人怎么样漂流到东方去。
Now you can see how the Jews were scattered towards the east.
尤其在宋朝的时候。
In the Song Dynasty,
他们真的漂流到中国的开封。
They went to Kaifeng of China.
因为那个时候的开封是全世界最大的一座城。
Because at that time, Kaifeng was the largest city in the world.
是唯一的一百万人的大城。
It was the only city with a population of 1 million.
而宋朝这个朝代。
And the Song Dynasty.
它的 GDPS 是全世界 80%。
The GDP of Song Dynasty was 80% of the entire world. And the Jews, they have very sharp nose.
哪里有钱他就到哪里去。
Wherever there's money, there they will go.
所以你知道慢慢慢慢他们就飘落流落到中国。
So therefore they slowly scattered to China.
他们到了开封。
When they reached Kaifeng.
所以因为皇帝姓赵他们也姓赵。
Because the emperor's last name is Zhao, therefore they took on the last name Zhao.
如果今天到特拉维夫吃饭的话，
if you go eat in Tel Aviv,
那你不要问老百姓中国饭的，你不要问老百姓什么，一定姓赵。
If you go to Chinese restaurant, you don't have to ask what their names are; they have to be Zhao.
所以我们知道说，根据这里的预言，
so according to the prophecy here,
先是往北边去。
At first, they get scattered towards the north.
然后往西边去。
Then to the west.
最后呢，他们往东边去。
At last, to the east.
所以现在感谢主。
Therefore, thank the Lord.
到了1949年，他们回家的时候。
In 1949, when they returned home.
看啊。
Behold.
有人从远方来，从北方来。
Some from the north.
有人从西方来。
Some from the west.
有人从东方来。
Some from the east.
从106个国家。
They came back from 106 nations.
他们终于回来了。
They finally returned.
稀奇不稀奇。
Amazing.
先是北边。
North first.
然后是西边。
Then west.
然后最后是东边。
And finally east.
每次讲到他们的悲欢离合。
Every time we talk about the story of Israel,
你看见都和四轮满月变红香雪发生关系。
It has always seemed to occur related to the four bloody moon.
很可惜我们的时间已经没有了。
Alas, we run out of our time.
我们这个 PowerPoint 连开始讲都还没有讲。
We did not even start on our PowerPoint.
但是我们时间就这样过去了。
But the time has quickly passed.
所以今天晚上如果主愿意的话，我们再继续。
And tonight, if the Lord willing, will continue.
我们请大家低头祷告。
Let's bow our head for prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你的话语永远安定在天。
Your word is established in heaven.
我们做梦也没有想到。
We never dreamed.
原来你是蛮有旨意的一位神。
You are a God of sovereign will.
所以我们在这里向你祷告。
Therefore, we pray to you.
我们求你借着这个周末。
Use this weekend
开启我们的眼睛
to open our eyes
能够明白你自己的旨意
so that we can understand your will
我们谢谢你
we thank you
恩待我们
have mercy on us
我们把荣耀都归给你
we give all glory to you
你如果愿意的话
if you're willing
再召聚我们
gather us again
饭后我们求你再把我们召聚在一起
after dinner gather us together again
叫我们有心情能听你的话
so that we can listen to your word
有忍耐能听你的话
so that we can continue to listen
有喜乐能够听见你的话
So that we can rejoice in listening to your word.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.